welcome again. You're back. This time it is Tommy's Holiday Camp with Arnolda, your host, from 7 to 9. And yes, Nancy Jo, have you changed your name for this show, or are you still sitting in as Nancy Jo?
NJ.
NJ, okay. So for this show, it's Arnolda and NJ hanging in there. We'll be having some live music coming up the stairs hopefully soon. And we'll have some fun. So meanwhile, we're understandably waiting for Gabby Lala. She's meant to call in and have a quick chat with us on the phone like she did last week.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, and so we've got to get some good answers from her. And let's see, we've got, the name of the station is Cows Radio, 107.3 FM. And our phone number in the studio is area code 707-874-1073. We come to you from absolutely incredibly gorgeous and beautiful downtown Occidental. So, hey, come on visit. We love people visiting here. We get lots of bikers, bicyclists coming in every weekend. Thousands of bikers. They want to be Lance Armstrong.
They come up the stairs?
They sometimes do their time, their hill trials up the stairs, round the studio and back down. It gets a bit... But you have to move Bessie and Bossy over to the corner when they come by. Yeah, they hate it. Yeah. Especially when the chains come off, you know. So anyway, we are having fun, and I thought we'd play a little bit of Gabby Lala before her entree. And let's, as it's Christmas time, we'll play Elf. Hello, Gabby.
Hi.
Oh, yes. Can you hear us?
I can just barely hear you.
Oh, okay. I've got everything wound up here. We can hear you pretty good.
Oh, good.
But, thank you very much for calling in for this week. It's a delight hearing you.
Yes, it's so great. I feel like I have a weekly date with you.
Exactly.
On air date.
Hey, you know, why not? It could get racy. Who knows? You know. But how did your gig go last week in at the Odd Fellas Hall?
Oh, the Odd Fellas was such a proper performance, very unexpected. And I walked in after having a nice conversation with you, and it was beautifully lit with a lovely sound system, and we did some great improvised music last week, so...
Oh, that's right. You said you weren't going to do any singing, just playing instruments?
Yeah. Oh, and the crazy thing is I ended up chipping my tooth last week at the show.
Oh, no. How did you do that?
I wear this crazy pick on my finger for playing the sitar.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I travel now, I hide it because the airport security people... They mess around with the sitar when they're checking for, you know, weapons or whatever. And my pick has gone missing sometimes, so I hide it. And then I hadn't opened the sitar because I had just gotten in the day before. And when I got to the gig, I opened it up and I realized that I had hidden the Mizrab from myself. And I had to bend the bobby pin with my teeth into the proper shape, and I chipped my little bottom front tooth slightly.
Oh, as you were reforming the bobby pin.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Luckily, not too much came off. There's not to begin with.
Oh no. Well, you do anything for your art. That's the thing.
Yes.
Any sacrifice.
It's true. Very true.
Well, that's great. Now, a lot of people have asked me, okay, how did you get the name Lala? I mean, Gabby, I presume Gabby, is it Gabrielle or something like that? Or
well, everyone's always called me Gabby since I was little, but my full name is Gabrielle.
Okay.
And the Lala part actually started with my sister. She's Mimi Lala. And she used to babysit our neighbor, Ellie, when she was little. She's 8 or 9 now, and Well, Ellie used to call her grandma Mimi, so they called Mimi, my sister Mimi, called her Mimi Lala. And when I started hanging out and filling in to babysit once in a while, she just assumed, since Mimi Lala and I'm her sister, I must be Gabby Lala. And when it came time for me to commit to a name for my CD, it just came to us. We're like, hello, they call you Gabby Lala anyways. It's pretty cute.
Inspired, I would say.
Yeah. It sounds exotic.
Yeah. This is I'm being co-hosted by my celebrity co-host, Nancy Jo, from KGGV in Guerneville.
Hi, Gabby.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm very well.
Great to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear yours. I heard so much about you.
And I've played you on, I've brought you over to KGGV when I've done some subbing. So right. They know you in Guerneville.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Yeah, and we have Saha and Tui in the studio, and we're playing, and they're playing some live music. From all different sacred songs from all the different festivals that things that are happening.
They've got us all mellowed out.
Exactly.
Very nice.
So, okay, I was going to do something silly here and do some like, what is your favorite? Oh, excuse me, Saha wanted to say something to you.
You play
okay.
Sitar.
Sorry?
You play sitar.
I do.
Well, I'm playing tablas, and there's another cosmic combination like peanut butter and jelly. Hello, and that you were playing in my hometown last night. Well, hello.
Hey.
Hi. Right there in Sebastopol. Well,
I was.
May our paths cross soon. I would love to play with you.
Definitely. I hope that will happen in the new year, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I would love that. Thank you.
Maybe it will happen on this radio station.
Well, we'd love you to come on in and we can do some jamming.
That would be great.
Okey-dokey.
Oh, fantastic. That would be really special. Really special.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good. So are we going to hear you tonight?
No, it's tomorrow you're playing, aren't you, Gabby?
Yes, tomorrow night I will be performing with my full band, which is, I have Josh Fossgreen on electric bass, I have Zachary Morris on drums, Paul Godwin on keyboards and melodica and glockenspiel. And I have the ukulele, of course, will be leading all the sing-alongs.
Oh, and, the ukulele, yeah.
Yes, my sister ukulele-ish. And our other band, Kitten Tenders, will start the set. There's so many great bands playing tomorrow at the Phoenix. It's like nonstop music from 8 p.m. on until they kick us off the stage. So I hope, and it's all ages, it's only $8.
Wow.
And what more can you ask for? You can go across the street to Volpe's and hang out at the speakeasy beforehand.
Oh, fabulous.
That's what we like to do.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. So anybody wants to check out and hang out there, go over there before the show?
Yeah. Meet me at the speakeasy, or I'll see you inside the Phoenix. The show starts at 8. I'll probably go on around 10:30. And we're going to play all these new songs, a couple old songs, and the Kitten Tenders set at the beginning of my set is what I'm really, really the most excited about. These great, just working with the ukulele has been an amazing experience, and we're like little chipmunks singing Christmas carols. Except we're not singing Christmas carols.
Well, I'm gonna try and have some fun. It's the season of it. I'm gonna ask you some quick question. What is your favorite things? Okay, so what is your favorite color?
Pink and blue.
Okay, and what's your favorite philosopher?
Philosopher? Oh, I'd have to say The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh! I like that. And what's your favorite pagan holiday?
Pagan holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Valentine's Day isn't pagan, is it?
Well, I suppose it started from pagan, didn't it? Valentine's, do you know, Tui?
No idea.
Okay. We're going to go well, with that, though.
That's my favorite holiday because it's actually Kitten Tender's bandiversary.
Oh, okay.
It will be our first bandiversary this year. So.
Bandiversary, I like that.
Yeah.
And let's see, what's your favorite piece of clothing?
Favorite piece of clothing? I have so many favorite pieces right now. I just got this fleece jacket. It's like polar fleece, but it looks like you're wearing, like it's made of leaves and you're a little elf from the garden.
Oh, no. And let's see, what about your favorite hero?
Hero? Oh, right now I'm thinking Mighty Mouse. Yeah.
I like it. That's a good one. And flower, what's your favorite flower?
The peony is my favorite.
Oh.
Yeah, my mom has always gotten me peonies on my birthday. May 23rd is my birthday, and it's there's a small window for peonies.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was born, she had a bouquet of them sitting by the bed, and they kept telling her to visualize the peony opening. So she had me at home.
Oh, okay.
With midwives, so.
Oh, lovely.
I've got one for you.
Peony.
What's what's your favorite board game?
Oh.
Board game? I like yachts. I'm crazy for throwing the dice.
Risk taker, eh?
Yeah. But I don't like too many, rules, like to keep track of this and that, like poker games or complex Monopoly strategies. I like to throw the dice and let, fate decide.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
That's great.
Now, I know you have a dog.
I do.
And what type of dog and what is its name?
Well, I have two dogs. They're both poodles.
Oh.
And my little baby is Bonbini, and he just turned two. And the other one is Crispin. He's 16.
No Lala in the name?
Oh, Bonbini is officially Bonbini Lala.
I knew
it. On his
it.
Birth certificate. Well, his adoption certificate. But a lot of people say that he looks like, my real son.
Oh.
But we have a lot in common.
Oh, no. Dare we ask what they are?
Well, right now our hair is the same color. And we both really love cheese. And what else? We love to just be curled up in bed on a nice pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I've got another one for you. What's your favorite beach?
Mm.
My favorite beach?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's that beach called with the pebbles?
Pebble Beach?
Bean Hollow?
The one.
Have you heard of Bean Hollow?
Oh, Bean Hollow,
oh,
yes. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a great beach.
Cool.
Oh, excellent. I'm definitely going to try that.
They're familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone should go there. I don't think you're supposed to take rocks from there, but I put some in this little Altoids box in my car.
Yeah.
And everyone who comes and sits in the passenger seat thinks there's Altoids in there, and they grab the box, and then it's, full of rocks.
And then they break their tooth, and they match their tooth.
No, then they're just like me with a little chipped tooth.
All right. If you've got one, everyone's got to have one.
Yeah. It's really cool now. This is what all the cool kids are doing.
And your favorite pizza topping?
I like pepperoni with pineapple.
The Hawaiian style.
Yeah, but not with the ham. It has to be pepperoni.
Oh, pepperoni, yeah.
And the really juicy pineapple.
Okay. Roberto
your
has
favorite
a...
radio station.
K-O-W-S. I have to write a cow song. I can't believe I haven't yet.
That's right. I do have, Gabby's from Petaluma, by the way, everyone who doesn't know. Mm. And, one of her songs is called Butter and Eggs, which is about Petaluma. And obviously there's the eternal question, why did the chicken cross the road? And I imagine you've heard a lot of answers, but I know one answer.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, it's to see Gregory Peck. Sorry.
Well, I keep getting new ones. What do you call a haunted chicken? A poultrygeist.
Oh. I've got one. What's the difference between kinky and obscene?
What?
Well, kinky is with the feather, and obscene is with the whole chicken.
You guys are full of them, huh? I guess it comes with the air, the territory, right?
I think so, yeah. Well, tell us once more, Gabby, about your gig tomorrow, and get everyone down there.
All right. Tomorrow night, that's Saturday, December 19th, Gabby Lala and band will be performing at the Phoenix Theater in Petaluma, California, and it's all ages. Anyone can come, and it's $8. So I hope that everyone will be there because we've been rehearsing all day today, and it was so much fun, and you're going to love it. So come out and bring your family and your friends and maybe a chicken wing or something.
Can I ask you another question?
This is Robin.
Fried eggs.
Oh, sorry to cut in. I'm just wondering, how often do you perform in Petaluma, and when's your next performance after this one? I have reasons for this.
Oh, you can't make it?
No, I can't make tomorrow night, but...
Oh, that doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I
know.
I don't want to know why.
You have a website that says that gives all the shows you're doing.
Yes.
All my tour dates are available on my website, GabbyLala.com. And there are links there to Facebook and MySpace and my YouTube channel. So go on all those sites, become my friend, and I'm always available to chat.
Right.
You can pop up on my screen, and if I'm there, I always chat.
Well, you do Twitter, don't you?
I guess I do, but I have it all linked together, so whenever I post on Facebook, it automatically goes to Twitter.
I used to do a lot of Twittering when I was a kid. My mother said, stop that Twittering.
They didn't call it tweeting back then?
Oh, something like that. It started with a T.
Worse to that effect, yeah. Well, wonderful, Gabby. I really appreciate you calling in and giving us, really having fun with you.
Thank you so much, Arnaldo. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, and we'll have to, arrange for another radio date.
Yes, indeed.
Soon.
I hope, if you want to call in next week or the week after, just feel free. The phone lines are always open for you.
Thank you so much. I'll see you guys tomorrow night at the Phoenix.
Yes, indeed. May you rise again.
Thank you.
Bye, Gabby.
Bye.
Bye, Gabby.
Bye.
What a sweetheart.